Hey everybody, this is the first podcast of many. It's going to be a breakdown of anime. Well, not anime, manga. And maybe some anime as well, but mostly just manga. Right now, I'm doing the first few chapters of Death Note, the manga. And it's an interesting manga because it actually dives into the darkness of human beings. This manga came out in 2003. And it's pretty much, it breaks down about absolute power, how absolute power corrupts absolutely. The protagonist in this is Light. He is an extremely intelligent, honor student. And the issue with intelligent young teenagers is boredom. A lot of stuff comes easy to them, so therefore they become bored. And my mother used to always tell us, our idle mind is the devil's playground. You know, when you're bored, it's trouble. And that's why she used to always keep us busy. And you should always keep your children and teenagers busy, because they can get into stuff that they don't need to be getting into, as Light does. Now, it's interesting because when Light discovers the Death Note, he sees it laying on the ground. And it's in plain sight. It's a black notebook in plain sight. Now, my thing was, when I was reading this, I was looking at it. I said, okay, this thing is in plain sight. Nobody else sees it. Now, we could sit here and say that Light found the book and nobody else did, but I believe that the book was looking for Light, or looking for the darkness inside of Light, because without Light there can be no dark, and without dark there can be no light. Light and dark, it's just like good and evil. They coexist. I do know, I'm not gonna get into the religious stuff of like, let there be light and stuff like that. I'm not going to get into that, but it's like back and forth with that. And I believe that it sought out somebody that had that innate darkness inside of them. And that's why I believe the books sought out Light. Now as we go on further, you know, now that Light has his book, the book doesn't belong to him. It belongs to Ryuk, the Shinigami. And the Shinigami is a Japanese demon. It's a demon of death, a god of death. And it will follow whoever has the book in his possession, it will follow them around. So he says, you know, they haunt the individual. So he's haunting Light, or he's with Light. And it's very interesting because he breaks down how to use the book, even though the rules are there. He helps Light out, kind of like a dark Jiminy Cricket. Like you know, Jiminy Cricket in Disney was your conscious. And Ryuk is like his dark conscious. So, we all know, not going to sell to intelligence, if you saw the movie. Right now I'm reading the manga, then I'm going to watch the anime, then the movie. I heard the movie wasn't that great, but I will do it in that order. And I got the manga, my wife got it for me. It's this big, thick thing, and I'm reading through it. I didn't really put too much of a dent in it. I'm up to chapter 25, I believe. Not too much of a dent in it. It's a lot of stuff, but it's really interesting. So he starts killing off criminals that are on death row, and he's looking at it like, I'm doing the world a favor. Like a lot of people would look at it like, I'm just killing criminals. I'm killing people that hurt people. What's wrong with that? Kind of like Boondock Saints. So what is wrong with that? some people say, well, he's playing God. He doesn't have the right to play God. Let the police do their job and catch these criminals or prosecute these criminals. Let the legal system deal with it. But he's not thinking like that. He's like, I could do this real quick. Boom, boom. So, we're looking at this. You're like, all right, he has good intentions. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I mean, for God's sake, Hitler had good intentions. I know you can't see me, but I'm using the quotation sign. Man, Hitler had good intentions. You know, like, he thought it was good intentions to get rid of the Jews and mass extermination. Slave owners were African Americans. Well, not African, but Africans. When they brought the Africans over through the African diaspora, when they brought them over to South America, brought them over to the Caribbean and the U.S. In the U.S., the slavery was truly brutal. They had good intentions, too. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And no one should have that type of power. No human being should have that type of power. Because I can even say for myself, I mean, you just kill people off. I mean, how many people, if they had that death note, it's a lot of people that kill off, like, that are have racist intentions and kill off black people, kill off white people, black extremists kill off white people, or kill Donald Trump and his whole cabinet. Stuff like that. Kill the guy in North Korea. Can't pronounce his name. I'll sound silly trying to pronounce his name. I think it's Kim, his first name, but last name I'll butcher it. But you know who I'm talking about. So that's why, like, human beings should not have that type of power. But Light does. Towards the end of chapter 22, Light tells Ryuk that he is the happiest he has ever been since finding, and I got finding in quotations. I'm doing that quote thing because I really believe the book found him. He said, since finding the death note, that's been the happiest he has truly been. And I believe right then and there is when you start to realize, you start to realize he's a sociopath. He has sociopathic tendencies. Difference between a psychopath and a sociopath. The Joker was a psychopath. Roland Daggett, sociopath. Okay? You want to go Marvel, you know, Carnage was a psychopath. Kingpin was a sociopath. So a psychopath is just crazy, go out hacking away. Just, man, Charles Manson. A sociopath is somebody who is calculated, and in a lot of ways very charming. If you ever watched The Wire, Omar was a sociopath. He was charming in his own way, and psychopaths can do it, but sociopaths are better at it, where they could really sit there, look you in the face, and damn near have you believe what they're doing is right, because in their mind, what they're doing is right, and that's the danger in a sociopath, is they believe they are just in what they doing, as does Light. He believes he's just in what he's doing. Can't forget about L is in the beginning, but you don't get to see L until chapter 19. Get to actually see him. But L, it's a chess match between these two right now. And it's very interesting. Very interesting. Both of them teenagers. Both of them don't like to lose. Both of them want to win. And when he meets Light, because they both got the highest scores on this exam, he believes that Light is Kira. Kira is the name that they gave the person that's killing the people with the death note. They don't know it's a death note, but he believes that Light is Kira. He believes it, and he wants to work side by side with him. But Light's like trying to figure out, tiptoeing, Light's really charming, really good. Like, especially when he murdered the FBI's fiance. He already murdered the FBI agent's agent already. Now, then he murdered the fiance. He got her. He really got her to spill the beans and everything. Just really tricked her, you know, like, and had her commit suicide, saying that she was sad that her fiance died and everything like that. And before he did it, when he got all the information he needed, she said, "Why you keep looking at your watch? Why you keep doing this?" He said, "Because I'm caring." And then he finished, like, he's like, boom. Like he had to throw that in there. That shows a little bit of his immaturity. He had to let her know. He didn't have to let her know, but in his mind, he had to let her know that I got you. And he really didn't have to do that. That shows the little bit of immaturity, how he has to win and everything, you know. It's very interesting. I am going to do another breakdown as soon as I read some more of Death Note. Probably the next, I'll probably read 25 more chapters, then come back and do it. I also have Promising Neverland. I'm not going to do Tokyo Ghoul, but I am reading Tokyo Ghoul. So it's just going to be Death Note and Promising Neverland. I have Hero Academia, but I haven't even read the first one of that yet. But this is interesting. I hope you liked it. And I bid you adieu. Have a good rest of the week. It's going to be a little bit before I do another one. I pray that you have a good week. God bless.